Got it, Rex.
Hi. I probably came in about a month and a half ago, and I was just wanting to know a quote on a repair that one of you guys mentioned.
Okay. What repair was that?
New pistons.
New pistons?
Yeah, because there was a faulty one, and so I was going to get them all replaced.
Okay. And give me 2 seconds. Yeah. Let me just go to your invoice.
Yeah. Or I guess what would be the process if, instead of just replacing pistons? Is there anything else?
Yeah, there would be. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah. All good.
Finish what I'm doing here, and then I'll open up your...
No, all good.
All right. What was your name?
Thomas.
Yep. And last name?
DeGodrin. D-E.
Yep. All right, so it's down on compression.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 2010 WRX.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't do just pistons on a WRX. So normally on those things, we do a replacement short motor. So it's, you're basically up for an edge of build.
Okay.
Easiest, cheapest sort of way would be a STI short motor. So the 257 short block. That's brand new from Subaru. So new case halves, crank, bearings, pistons, rods, all, you know, pre-assembled. Supplied and fitted, drive-in, drive-out, is normally around the 15K mark.
Yep, okay.
But that is basically a brand-new engine with head studs.
Okay, I was not expecting that much.
Yeah.
And what was that the only thing that needed to be done? I can't remember.
For the engine, yes. The rest of it will get sorted at the same time. But that is like a base price too. So if it needs more things while we're there, like all the hoses, clutch kit, radiator, if any of that needs to be done, then obviously that's on top of that price.
Yeah, okay.
So that price is a short motor, studs, gasket kit, machine work, and labor.
Okay, and roughly how long would that take? Do I have to leave it with you guys?
We'd need the car here for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But we're currently taking bookings for about February.
Yeah, okay. No, that's what I was told when I made my booking that long. Yeah, that's all good. Okay. I guess, book me in.
We do need to do a build consult with you before we can actually book you in for an engine.
Okay.
So what that is that's 1 hour. You'll come in, you'll sit down with the engine builder. The build consult is 150, and he'll run you through the different options of what we can do, and sort of what you want to do with the car, and then give you a rough sort of ballpark quote.
Yeah.
And then from there, he can actually book you in. So I can't actually book you in for an engine build.
No, that's fine. Personally, would you recommend just getting a new car, or do you reckon it's worth it?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. Like, if you want to spend a bit of money on the car and, you know, you actually want to keep it, then go for it. Otherwise, I'd go just trade in to a dealer.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fair enough.
Yeah. So, obviously, you'll have a brand new strong motor if you do it. You can even go stronger than the, you know, stock motor. You can do something like Forged.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it depends on how much money you want to spend and how long you want to keep the car for.
Yeah, no, I was planning to keep it for a long time. It's just, yeah, I've wanted to do a ton to it. I just didn't expect this to happen. That's all.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I appreciate your time.
No, all good. Okay. Did you want me to book you in for a build consult or just leave it for now?
Would that be in February or would that be earlier?
No, that'll be a lot earlier. That'll be in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm down for that. That's fine.
Yeah, easy. Give me 2 seconds. Let me just see when our next spot for a build consult would be.
Yep.
Do you want to do next Friday, 11 a.m?
One coming.
Yeah, so Friday the 31st of October.
Can I do afternoon?
I can do 3 p.m.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, easy. Done. Cool. I've got you down for next Friday at 3 p.m.
No worries. Thank you very much.
All good. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah.